just 5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron. Our poll question of the day is available at theholeshow.com. And just asking a little bit about the primetime thing. Should the Colorado Buffalo players be reimbursed for items stolen from locker room at the Rose Bowl? So go vote on that one. Let us know what your thoughts are. It's a crazy story for sure. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So, Angel and I were talking a bit during the break that it still doesn't feel like Jerry Jeudy is long for the Broncos. That they could be saying, basically, let's get through the year. Let's see if we can make an actual push. You obviously have talent. We all agree Jerry Jeudy has talent. But they're looking at it going, we're going to need everybody, you know, everybody lending a hand to this thing if we're going to do it. So let's give it a shot, and we'll go from there. But if we're still kind of on the fence, we'll look to trade you in the offseason. Because don't they have one more year left, or did they? Because they picked up the extension, right?
Yeah. So this is Jerry's fourth year, and this would be his last year on his rookie contract. Also, guys like KJ Hamler, Lloyd Cushenberry, Albert O, and Michael Ojemudia.
Oh yeah, Michael Ojemudia. Forgot about that.
So all those guys from the 2020 class are, most of them are up for contract extensions, or some of them can have I think Jerry would have a fifth year option because he was a first round pick.
Yeah, so it's Sean Payton and company saying let's hang on to some of these guys for one more run here. This is Jerry Jeudy's last shot, though. We thought maybe it was his last shot before the trade deadline. They're keeping him. This is absolutely it now.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do with Jerry. You could, you know, hold on to him this season, try to trade him in the offseason or around the draft, or you bite the bullet, sign a fifth year, you know, you give him his fifth year extension.
Yeah.
And then you try to trade him at some point before the trade deadline next year.
Boy, it's I can't say that I'm like, was I upset that the Broncos didn't make any moves? I honestly thought this could go either way. Once they beat the Chiefs, Angel, I thought this could go either way. That they could realistically have a long, hard look at themselves in the mirror and say, yeah, we're still probably like a 5-win team. Or a little Sean Payton ego getting in the way there going, we beat the Chiefs. We've won two in a row. I have to prove that I'm better than Nathaniel Hackett.
We're
cannot fail.
A 6-win team.
We're a 6-win team. What did they win last year? 5?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
He's got to win. He's got to win more than. He can't just have one win better. Like, if you're going to come out and say that what Nathaniel Hackett did with this group, other than like, which is they have better players, they got Mike McGlinchey now, who's supposed to be really good. They got Ben Powers, who's supposed to be really good. They got Zach Allen, who's supposed to be really good. So they should be better. And Russ is a little bit better. But you can't just win a game or two more than what Hackett did, because this is should be a better team as far as the roster goes. But winning 3 or 4, okay, so you're just 3 wins better than the worst coaching job ever in history?
Where does that leave you in moving forward?
How
do you improve this team without a ton of draft picks?
You know,
you have cap space, but can you do enough to get free agents to want to come to Denver?
It does kind of feel like, in a way, signing Mike McGlinchey, signing Ben Powers, signing Zach Allen, it almost and then the Broncos deciding not to make any trades, it does seem like they've shoved all their chips back in, and they're all in on this season. Because they made all these free agent signings, and you thought, okay, they're serious about protecting Russell Wilson. They're serious about getting Vance Joseph, a good defensive player that he was familiar with, in Zach Allen. So here we go. They're all about this the now, right at this stage. But the problem always comes back to Russell Wilson. It's always going to come back to it. I know he's had a better year. Trust me, I get it. But it still doesn't look right. It doesn't look easy. He's not completing passes the way we're seeing the middle to upper echelon quarterbacks do. It just doesn't look easy out there, man.
Would you give more credit to his receivers catching the ball then?
I don't know, because it's not like they're lighting up the stats either.
Well,
I mean,
just the basic action of securing the catch.
Yeah, maybe so.
If it's a bad throw from Russell.
Yeah, like Courtland Sutton. Maybe we should give him a little more credit. I like Courtland Sutton.
He does
I do.
Throw the ball like 90 miles an hour for some reason.
Yeah, and but there are always these – and he has an arm. He does, but can he throw guys open? Do we see him throwing guys open?
Not Mims running past the safety. That's not getting someone open.
Right.
That's
throwing
really fast up, guys running downfield.
Throwing it up deep. How many times have you seen a perfect Russell Wilson pass where it hits a guy in stride and he's gone? Or have you seen deep balls where they have to turn back a little bit? Judy had a couple of those where you have to turn back and just make the catch. Then you have to turn up field. You're not really going to break away.
From the Seattle game last year.
Yeah.
Like, up the sideline.
Like that one.
But he kind of had to like fall back,
still
to reach back to catch it, and then make a guy miss and almost fell out of bounds.
It still wasn't a perfect pass. He's not really throwing guys open. Your boy Tua, there's so much speed on there that to take advantage of all that speed, you have to throw guys open. You have to throw it in front of them where they're going. Peyton Manning was all about get to that spot. I know you're there, but you have to be there because that's where I'm throwing it. That's a little different, but it's still throwing a guy open. Russ is snap the ball, progression, run around for a second, and check down. Wide open. Whatever. He's not throwing guys open. So the future of the Broncos is still, in my mind, and I hate saying this because I have gone 180 on this, Angel. Last year, probably around this time, I was still very much in the Russell Wilson camp. And they were right around the same record. But at this stage, I feel like he's better. But he still doesn't look like a guy that I'm comfortable going, yeah, for the next 5 years, the Broncos always have a shot to win a Super Bowl because we got Russell Wilson. I feel, if I'm a Dolphins fan, I feel like I got a shot to win a lot of games with Tua as my quarterback. Before Kirk Cousins got hurt, I don't know if I'm saying I feel like I could win a Super Bowl, but I tell you what, I feel like I can go down and score.
Prescott or Wilson?
Who would I take?
Mm-hmm.
Today, contracts be damned, just straight up, Dak Prescott. There's a lot of guys right now I'd take over.
I think they're kind of similar right now.
Yeah, and I'd still take Dak. Quite a bit younger.
He's a bit younger.
Probably late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at it. Tua, obviously. Kirk Cousins, healthy. I'd take Kirk Cousins. Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff.
An improved Zach Wilson.
No. How much improved? Just a little bit?
What he's done this year.
Nah, I'm not good at signing up for that.
Okay,
for the
Zach
next
Wilson
years.
With Aaron Rodgers on the sideline.
Is he coming back? Is that
maybe
a package deal? I get
but
a Zach
Aaron's
Wilson.
Just going to be on the sideline with a playbook.
I get a Zach Wilson and the idea that Rodgers might come back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's actually interesting. Would I risk that? Would I risk it knowing you got like a 50-50 shot that Rodgers comes back this year?
The Jets think it's more than 50-50.
I'd probably take the risk. I'd go with
There's
that.
There's no way he plays, right?
This is going with your script idea. This is going right
along. I feel
right
like they're
along.
Setting it up for that Black Friday here in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be some shocking revelation. And guess who they're playing? The Dolphins.
It always happens to the Dolphins, man.
It always
the
does.
Script.
It's going to happen this weekend. Watch.
Because the
if
writers...
If you're
going
to wake up early and watch this game... Just see the favoritism going on. The script is written right there.
The script writers have already decided that the Miami Dolphins are the Ned Stark of the NFL. They love it. They love the Dolphins. They like them, but you need to die. You need to be the one that goes up.
Just blew up right now. They're killing Dolphins.
We love you, and it's exciting, and people are. Mike McDaniel is so exciting and fun, and Tyreek Hill's
got
all
the speed. Hard Knocks. How about that?
Yeah, we want to blow it up, put you on the cover of everything, and people will be like, "Yeah, that's the team."
Then people will buy merchandise. People will start talking about the Dolphins, and then they have some disaster of a playoff run.
Yep.
And it's, oh, yeah, that was whatever.
Then we blow it up. Just like, spoiler alert, when you bought the first season of Game of Thrones, back when we bought DVDs, because that was still that time, who was on the cover of Game of Thrones? Ned Stark.
sitting on the Iron Throne that he never actually sat on.
The one guy that will not be killed off is the guy you put on the cover. And what did Game of Thrones do? Yeah, watch this.
You know Sean Bean's career.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't make it out of movies.
That's true. Now I don't watch anything. If I do watch him in anything, I already know he's going to die. I've already set myself up for that. But that's the Dolphins. So script writers are not in on the Dolphins. They're definitely in on the Chiefs.
They're in enough, but not... You get a couple of chapters in this book. You don't get the whole story.
Kirk Cousins was probably getting too good, so they're like, just take the rest of the year off. You know, say it's a hurt. Say you tore your Achilles.
Is Rodgers really hurt, or is this just a script?
Exactly. This whole thing is painting
because if
that
Kirk
picture.
Cousins is out for the year, and Rodgers is going to be back in a few weeks, maybe something's up.
Something's going on. Yeah, it's hard to disagree
with you.
The
Jets
are
still kind of hanging around. Come on. Zach Wilson
There's no reason the Jets should be hanging around. There's no reason. The Broncos are like, the scriptwriters are kind of like with the Broncos. They're like, that's kind of a fun character because of Sean Payton and Russ. That it's kind of fun.
We'll try him for an episode.
Well, yeah.
See how the audience
reacts.
Let's
see if we can give him a little spinoff for a second and see what the ratings look like. And if it's good, let's give him more parts, more of a role. Oh, let's have him beat the Bills and see what that tastes like. If people go nuts and suddenly Russ is sexy.
The Bills?
Huh?
Is that the Bills story or the Broncos story? Because I could paint that as, oh, the Bills, what a disaster.
Yeah.
The window is officially
closed.
That's
true, and then they make an epic comeback, but we're also lifting up a Broncos character. It's all about character evolution, evolving a character, and they could certainly evolve the Bills. In being bad for a second, and then they make an epic comeback, and then the Broncos can turn into a feel-good story for Russell Wilson. But come on, dude, we're writing the script, Russ. Can you at least look better? You know? Tom Cruise does his own stunts. You need to be able to throw guys open. Like,
because we also have to preserve Russ's potential Hall of Fame.
That's true.
So he can't look, he has to look bad, but he can't look that bad.
Okay, let's do this game, and let's answer together. Obviously, we're both taking Tua over Russ, right?
I think so.
I think you're going to say Tua. Kirk, healthy. I'm going Kirk. What are you doing?
Yeah, Kirk.
Patrick Mahomes. Any debate there?
Does his family come along with it?
They don't. It doesn't matter. They might.
Yeah, probably.
Probably get Taylor Swift in there too. Jared Goff.
Over Russ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this stage.
He's definitely turned it around
for me. He's like one of the top passers in the league right now.
And he's a quiet guy.
Yeah.
You don't hear much from him.
No, you really don't. Josh Allen. I'm obviously Josh Allen for me. I know you have to.
I begrudgingly will say yes.
You have to say yes. Sam, the least interesting guy in the world, Howell.
No.
No. I'm not risking it on this. I'm not going with Sam. I just, it doesn't do it for me. I'll keep Jalen Hurts or Russell Wilson?
Jalen Hurts.
Tush, push all the way down the field, Jalen. Yes, absolutely. Matthew Stafford or Russell Wilson? He's putting together good numbers.
His stats this year, I think Russell's a better quarterback.
But... although he took a step back last week or because that terrible game against...
Stafford's been more consistent. So.
I go Stafford. No. Brock Purdy or Russell Wilson? I'm going Russ on that one.
Can I put Russ on the Niners? See how that goes?
Yeah. Yeah, just who are you taking?
Yeah, Russ. I'm not a big Purdy guy.
So far I've got Russ over Howell. I think we agree. And then we got Russ over Purdy. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence. I'm going Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Lawrence fan because of what he did to my team, but yeah.
Derek Carr or Russell Wilson?
Russell.
Mm.
I like Derek Carr, but...
That's tough. That's a tough
one. He's in a tough spot.
I'm going to say Derek Carr. I'm going to say... I just feel like I would have more confidence if Derek Carr is the quarterback for this team. So I'm going to go Derek Carr. Justin Herbert or Russell Wilson? I'm going Justin Herbert.
I don't know about that.
C.J. Stroud or Russell Wilson?
C.J. Stroud.
Lamar Jackson. Obviously. I'm going with Lamar freaking Jackson.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Desmond Ridder.
No, because he just got benched.
Geno Smith. That's fun. Let's just swap.
Yeah.
For a week. Are you taking Geno over Russ?
No. I like Geno, but he doesn't... Not that he doesn't pass the eye test, it just doesn't look like it's and I haven't really watched Seattle this year. So
they're the least talked about team, I feel.
Yeah, and they're 6-2.
Like nobody cares about the Seahawks for some reason. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to go with Geno Smith. That's a tough one. I have to think about that for a while. Because I could also see Smith
waiting for Geno to have that consistency.
Yeah, we are. I said he was a tier two quarterback based on what he did last year. He's probably still right around there. Mac Jones, I'm taking Russ over Mac.
Yeah, no, you don't want Mac.
Dak, you asked me about. I'm taking Dak. Baker Mayfield.
I would take Baker for the pure entertainment value.
And he threw a perfect Hail Mary pass. Just Godwin didn't look up.
I think Baker in the right system can be more effective than Russ in the right system.
Deshaun Watson over Russell Wilson. Would you invite all the other
stuff?
Yeah,
you got to go with Wilson.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with the Watson thing.
Watson's not even the same player he was. No.
Daniel Jones or Russell Wilson? Ooh. Next year, he'll probably have a great year because I'm writing him off now. Next year, he'll be back.
Maybe he'll be on the Broncos.
Tannehill or Russell Wilson?
Wilson. Tannehill's not a quarterback.
Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?
There's a question. I'd probably go Justin Fields.
Yeah, I would probably go Justin Fields.
I can shape him a little better.
Bryce Young or Russell Wilson? Healthy, right? Bryce Young. Jimmy G or Russell Wilson? I'm done with the Jimmy G thing. I think Russ would have hit Devontae Adams.
The Subway sandwich.
I think Russ would have hit Devontae Adams with that deep ball. Can
that
you pick
bad.
It? Oh, it was the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, not the worst, but dude.
That was like 4 yards over.
That might have been the decision right there, Mark
Davis.
That's a
guy that could just throw it near me and I'll catch it.
Yeah. Mark Davis probably looked at it right there and went, he got rid of Carr for that guy? Okay. You know what? Everybody was right. Let's move on. I'm going Russ over Jimmy G. Kenny Pickett?
Go Russ. Pickett's very up and down.
So there's a few more on this list, but I think the exercise has shown us that we would go with like 80 to 90% of any of the quarterbacks in the league that are starting over Russell Wilson.
Elite, good, young with potential, or bad.
Yeah. I mean, like the Sam Howells of the world. I don't see a future there. Brock Purdy, I think we're finally seeing that, yeah, this is, you get what you pay for. This is kind of who he is. There's only a few of those guys in the league that I think Russell Wilson is better than, and that's why I was shocked that Denver decided not to make any kind of move at all to try to acquire some draft picks. All right, let's take a quick break here. I want to thank one of our new sponsors, True Safety. Apollonia Rockwell, you heard her on with the morning, Good Morning NoCo this morning with True Safety. She is extremely smart. She was featured in Forbes magazine 30 Under 30. She's rocking and rolling, 120,000 and counting customers. She, what they do, CDL training as a private occupational school through the state of Colorado. So, what you need to know about True Safety, they bring workplace safety to you. Services provided to bring less stress, cost-effective, tactful management, and bringing expertise in safety compliance to save lives. Visit TrueSafetyServices.com to see how their experts in safety can relieve your training requirements. Get 10% off your first class if you use the code KFKA. 10. So there you go. 24 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home for UNC basketball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
I love Shields. I'm always talking about them. My family loves going into Shields. My wife, like, I have a new wardrobe now out of work, but a wardrobe at home just decorated thanks to Shields. My wife got me all the Nuggets gear, all the championship stuff. I've got hats. I've got T-shirts. I got socks, everything. And if you're a Nuggets fan, get into Shields. You're a big Rams fan, getting ready for the big game this weekend, awesome. They got you covered with grills. I know grill season and all that never really ends, even when the weather cools off here in Colorado. Camping gear, hunting gear, exercise gear, a Lego store, an arcade, a Ferris wheel. They literally have it all at Shields. Tell them we sent you from the whole show, powered by Chevron. Just walk in there. get on the Ferris wheel, wait till you get to the top, and just shout the whole show. And film when you do it so I'll know. Angel, any issue with the Rams statue, the CSU Rams statues? They're awesome. I love those. I wish the real Ram, like Cam the Ram, was that kind of Ram. They're like headbutting. It's a great shot there. I don't know if you've seen it, but I've got it on my phone. It's really tough to see. Somebody went up, and I don't know what they used. Looks like spray paint. They went and branded UW on the backside of both of the Rams. Issues with it? Any issues with it? Now, it's spray paint. Will that come off? That'll come off of the statue,
it should,
right?
Come off. You know, from a crime sense, it's, you know.
Defacing public property, sure. If you get caught, you're in trouble.
It's a piece of art. You know, some artist probably worked really hard to make that sculpture in that shape.
And now it's branded with a Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not, you know, Wyoming. There's cowboys up there. They brand their property.
Is it just what you call, like,
friendly
rivalry stuff? Is it that big of a deal?
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, the worst I've seen fans go at each other is when a Bama fan poisoned one of Auburn's trees.
Oh, my gosh.
And the tree actually died, and it was a huge deal. And it was like, you crossed the line, Harvey Updike. Man, you killed our trees. Because they toilet paper their trees after every win. It's a weird thing for Auburn to do. But yeah, that's probably as far as I'd go.
But Cody was like talking about when was it tree. Wyoming fans like set some fire off at Hughes Stadium and burned portions, or killed portions of the field.
Didn't Hughes have like a grass hill in the stadium? Mm-hmm. So okay,
I think so.
That's probably fine.
Yes, it's illegal. What happened with the Rams thing here?
I think I'd probably go with, hey, can we steal Cam the Ram for the night or something? Paint him golden brown or something.
Does that still happen? Do people still
probably
steal?
Probably not with PETA involved.
Yeah.
Probably a little tougher.
So do you think they're going to be able to get this brand off before? Well, it doesn't matter because the game's in Wyoming, but you don't want that on your campus all week.
Mm-mm.
You can use a toothbrush or gently scrub the paint off the statue using a mild detergent or soap and warm water. Be sure to use a gentle touch and avoid scrubbing too hard, as this could damage the bronze statue. I literally just Googled how to remove spray paint from a bronze statue.
Who's the guy that has to take his toothbrush and scrub the Ram's butt? Both of them, because they both are marked now.
Yeah, who's the guy that has to do that? Is that Bro Hard's job? They make him do it in his Hawaiian shirt out there?
Because he asked about the security thing, so that was his punishment.
He probably went and talked
to him. You're asking too many questions. Go clean the Rams.
And, I mean, I think it's all in good fun. It's not dangerous. It comes off.
I mean, I've seen people put, like, Tennessee fans one year, they went and put a Tennessee shirt on Nick Saban's statue. I'm like, okay, as long as you didn't deface the statue, but it it's a W.
Yeah.
If it was some obscene.
You're right. If we're talking
picture or something, then yeah.
719 texting in. Oh, Aaron. Sorry. Aaron, a 4,500 PSI water pressure. We'll take that right off.
Okay.
Probably, but it might blow the statue away. That's the thing. Like, we're talking, they went UW is what they put on there. A brand with spray paint. If it was something else. If it was vulgar, okay, that's disrespectful. Let's get that off. Come on, let's keep it somewhat classy. Zero issue with that. You guys, any CSU diehards out there? Wyoming texter here. Wyoming football players did steal Cam the Ram one time in the 70s. Also, whatever happened to that rock on 287 that used to hold all the graffiti for the border war? I don't know. Mike says, I love it. Old-fashioned hate. And I would bet it was those college kids sitting behind the volleyball team last night. You know what to do, Rams. Payback. Yeah.
There's a nice statue of a horse with a cowboy on it.
Then somebody needs to go brand a CSU thing on there.
Although the horse's hind legs are up in the air, so you might have a hard time getting to the branding area.
It'd be more difficult. But you can do it.
You can do something to the cowboy, though.
Yeah. Brand the cowboy. No,
I like it.
I think it's good. I don't think... I think that CSU fans need to do something about it. I don't think Joe Parker, aside from ordering someone to clean it off, has to do anything. Do we need to go on an excursion here and try to find this person? It was Halloween probably last night. Actually, no, I think it was 2 days ago. It was yesterday. Because the person that posted this said, oh, I guess they did post it this morning. My bad. Posted this morning, said I came across this yesterday. So it didn't happen on Halloween night. So it had to have happened probably at least, you know, go back to Monday night. Mm-hmm. So that's kind
possibly
of a bummer.
Saturday. I'm like, who's all walking around the Ram statue on a day-to-day basis?
Well, he saw it yesterday. So maybe it just got up there Monday night, but then he let it go all day without. That's tough. But no, this is all what you want in rivalry games. You know, this is good. It's fine. I don't think Joe Parker needs to step in. We're going to set an investigation up and find this guy. Mm-mm. No way. It's all in good fun. 35 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Joel Cantalamessa from RamNation.com. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by Chevron, here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I want to shout out to Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm. We know we live on dangerous roads in Weld County in Northern Colorado. So if you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that is Kane Doolin McQuinn and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. So, Angel, are you happy Halloween's over then? Are you look forward to Thanksgiving next? That's like the big thing? That's your thing?
Yeah, just this time of year. The cold, the chill in the air, just gets you in that mode. And then obviously, you know, the Christmas music will be starting here
soon. Probably.
I think November 16th is like the unofficial start date for Christmas music.
Is it really?
Yeah. And some people will see like the first half of November is like the first half of Christmas, and then Thanksgiving is halftime. And then you get into the second half.
Yeah. Weird. And I know, but people get mad. I'm not one of those guys that gets mad or whatever. I don't care what you do, how you celebrate. If you want to put Christmas lights up now, I don't mind Christmas music. I really like it, actually. So if it's on, if I go to Walmart today and it's on, I'm not going to be upset. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that really hate it, and I get it.
Tanner
hates Christmas. He hates, like, joy, I think. That'll change.
It's weird, looked pretty happy on Saturday.
He looked very happy on Saturday. Maybe
not the real Tanner.
Maybe that's the real Tanner. Because did he admit that he, you know,
cried?
Yeah, did he admit that on the air?
There might be pictures floating around.
Okay, good. I didn't want to like
different moments of tears.
I didn't want to like call him out or anything that he was crying, like he was bawling like a child. No, it was actually
sobbing
really
almost.
And I don't really get emotional. I don't really cry. I mean, obviously at funerals and things I do, and when my child was born, and when the Nuggets won a championship, I cried. Important events, you know. But anyway, that he shows that he has a soul a little bit. So maybe Jenna has changed
him.
The
Grinch had a soul too.
Yeah, he's like the Grinch. His little heart's getting bigger. You know? Wait, that's not always... It's always a good thing. Like an enlarged heart is not a good thing.
Lead to serious health issues.
Yeah,
online.
So be careful there. Don't get too happy. I love quarter four. I love October, November. Well, let me just be 100% clear. I love October and I love December. I don't mind November. I like Thanksgiving. I eat a lot. I don't go, oh yeah, Thanksgiving. If I want to eat a lot, I can drive down the street and go to, you know, McDonald's and eat a lot. I can eat a lot anytime. Thanksgiving food is not, I know this is going to be controversial for a lot of people. Thanksgiving food
really a big deal.
Is okay. Like, do you like turkey that much?
I like sliced lunch meat turkey.
Yeah, right. And you eat that all
but
the time.
You're not cooking a whole turkey every week.
No.
You're not making 15 servings of potatoes.
I like turkey, but is it the best meat in the world to eat? It's good for you. It's better for you.
It's way better.
But like ham. You can get the, I know our friends down the building here at Honey Baked Ham, you know, it's good. Stuffing is good. desserts, pies.
Is it good because it only comes once a year, or is it because it's actually good?
I don't know. I mean, my mom made...
I could make stuffing today, and it would probably taste awesome.
Yeah.
It wouldn't feel awesome.
I've had stuffing outside of Thanksgiving, and I'm like, this is freaking good. So, like, when people are like, and I know we remember Thanksgiving for what it means, too. I get that.
Of course.
But who the hell are we talking about? Of course, more people look forward to Thanksgiving because of the food.
You don't get excited about the canned jelly that's just sitting on a glass tray?
No. It doesn't, like, it's fine food, but, like, I like pizza and steak and hamburgers. Like, I would much rather that food. So when I'm the guy that's, like, looking forward to Christmas, and it's funny because if you are that person, we got to get to Thanksgiving first and think about what it means and all that. And then I always respond jokingly but kind of serious. I'm like, well, the thing about Christmas is we're celebrating our Lord and Savior. I like to do that more than just 1 month.
In November.
Yeah.
It's kind of a preparation season.
Yeah.
Getting ready for the year is winding down. You're getting ready for a new year. You're being thankful for a lot of things. Or you just stop being thankful in December.
Right.
Like, more grateful.
I'm thankful all the time. Like, we do a thing for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we're trying to do this with our kid, where we talk about what we're thankful for in front of him on both holidays, actually, because Christmas is also a time of thanks and giving, I think. But I'm not, I just, those, don't be that guy. Maybe we should do that as a seg. Don't be that guy that is going to be mad at somebody for celebrating Christmas right now and do the whole thing where you cross your arms and go, we got to get through Thanksgiving first. Great. Go get through Thanksgiving. Leave me the hell alone, bro.
Put out your stuffed turkeys.
Have turkeys and yams and read a history book about pilgrims and Native Americans and have a great old time. You know, that's great. But my wife and I actually, like, Black Friday used to be a big shopping day for her. She loved to go out. Well, with her business that she has, she's rocking and rolling. Suddenly that week is like work. It's freaking work because of Black Friday and everything. So our Thanksgivings have not been the same for like 8 years. We don't really have a lot of family up that weekend because we're working. You know, I'm usually helping and all that stuff. But anyway, that's my spiel. I love October. I love December. Thanksgiving in November is neat and great. And I understand the importance of the holiday. But I'm ready for Christmas
Will you
time.
Participate in No Shave November.
Well, so far, so good. I had a good beard going there, Angel. Freaking Tanner made me cut it off for the wedding. So now I'm back. Big Hub. I haven't heard you speak about mac and cheese. Always the best side dish. But that's the thing, bro. I can eat mac and cheese
for lunch.
I can have mac and cheese.
Same thing.
Yeah, and mac and cheese for breakfast, man. Like, a lot of those foods, I could just go out.
What are you doing with mac and cheese to make it Thanksgiving-y? Putting breadcrumbs on it? Oh, that's a big step.
Yeah.
Oh, you threw bacon in there?
Now okay. I'm just starving right now, Angel. I am freaking starving at this point. Yes, mac and cheese is a good side dish, but that can be a side dish with anything. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
It's like a side dish for, like, got to make sure my kid eats something. He only eats Kraft mac and cheese.
Do you think it would be a controversial poll question to be like, what's your favorite holiday, Christmas or Thanksgiving? Is that a deal? You know, asking Christmas questions in the month of November, is that okay? So. You do have the extremes, though, right? You do have the extremes.
Yeah, if you're playing music before Halloween,
you might have a problem. You know, although, yeah, I catch myself humming Christmas tunes in July sometimes, so I could have a problem. But don't
the occasional hymn will pop into your head.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, I won't remember that in 5 months.
Yeah, but don't be the guy that's extreme. Don't be the person that is on November 1st, running around singing nonstop Christmas carols to everybody and all this stuff.
You already got your sweaters on.
You're literally wearing it. But just kind of celebrate in secret for a little bit and then pop out. But don't also be that guy that crosses your arms and goes, remember to think of Thanksgiving first. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Let's see, I got a couple of... Big Hub says, oh, it's different for us down here in Georgia. Ha ha. Well, I guess if you do have those meals. Yeah, you tell me about that stuff. You guys probably.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, my mom isn't Southern. She lived in Pennsylvania most of her life. And my grandparents weren't
Southern. So you don't
Southern.
Have that food
We
thing
would try yet. To embrace it, you know. the mac and cheese, collard greens, cornbread, you know, those kinds of things. But nothing really like traditionally Southern.
So because that, yeah, that makes sense because you weren't there.
That's all kind of like the same food you eat at a normal dinner anyway.
And yeah.
It's all kind of the same stuff.
Well, it's funny because there are certain people I've talked to, Big Hub being one, you know, where it's like, dude, it's freaking, the food is, I mean, some of the best stuff I've ever had. I don't know if I'm just not a foodie, but I'm the guy that's just as happy eating a McDonald's cheeseburger as I am having a big, beautiful, wonderful Thanksgiving meal. So that could just be a personal thing. Smitty says green chili bacon mac and cheese is the bomb. Ooh, that sounds good.
Sounds good.
That sounds
really
good.
But is it Thanksgiving? Is it giving Thanksgiving?
Now, you're just telling me good foods. Like, those are great, but, you know. Or my wife. What? Smitty says, or my wife is trying to kill me. Well, with that, yeah. No, that sounds good, dude. I want some of that. Green chili bacon mac and cheese. I'm so hungry right now. 48 minutes after the hour. What did we learn? Coming up next, it's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
You want high school football? You've come to the right place. High school football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this first day of November? I learned that Angel and I are probably not foodies. We just like good food at any point. It doesn't matter if it's a Thanksgiving holiday or not. We just, if we want to go eat stuffing and turkey, I suppose we'll go do it. Yeah, that's what I learned. Angel, what'd you learn today?
The Broncos cycle of misery. Is the curse broken? You beat the Chiefs. Josh McDaniel gets canned again. Is this kind of the exorcism of the Denver Broncos?
Maybe. It would have been nice to beat Josh McDaniels once as a head coach, though. That would have been
nice. Part of the trade-off.
Yeah.
You don't get to have that satisfaction.
You don't get that, but you do get the satisfaction of seeing him fired again.
But now your divisional opponent has a chance to improve.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you should be happy if you're a Broncos fan that Josh McDaniels got hired if you think he's that bad. And then you should be a little sad that he got fired so soon.
Now, who are the Raiders going to go get?
Primetime.
No, he's going to Atlanta.
Go to Vegas. How big would that be? Primetime in Vegas?
They couldn't handle it.
They couldn't. They wouldn't do it. It's not realistic. I just had to get that out of my system. I had to say it out loud. Who is like a candidate, you know, potentially for?
Probably Eagles DC, Eagles OC.
Yeah, he'll be big. Oh, and Bieniemy out of Washington, if they haven't, in fact, punted the season. This is his last shot. He's got to, you know, next time the next hiring thing comes up and he's in it, doesn't get a shot, I don't think he's ever going to get hired. Because if you couldn't prove it with Washington, if your numbers with Kansas City didn't get you a job, then leaving Kansas City and trying to help a stagnant offense and they actually do something, if that doesn't get you a job, then he's going to be a career offensive coordinator. That'll be it for him. So,
hello, Brian. And his OC is Josh McDaniel.
Let's go that route, yeah. All right, we'll be back at it on a Thursday. Angel, it is just absolute desperation time for the Thursday night special, so I'll be doing some real deep soul searching here the next couple of hours, next few hours, as I prepare for the Thursday night special coming up tomorrow. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.